I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy backstage at Watch What Happens Live. Well, tonight we've got Joel Kinnaman, who has been in a zillion things: Suicide Squad, The Killing, House of Cards. He's also handsome and a stud, and he went to high school with Alexander Sarsgaard. How's that for a little bio, kids? Also, Chrissy Teigen is here. She is one of our favorites. She is a Bravo super duper fan, as you may or may not know. Ooh, here comes the razor. And she's just always so fun to have in the clubhouse. There's so much to talk to her about. So I have a very good feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. See you in the clubhouse.
He's an action star who plays no games, and she just wants to know why. It's not about the pasta, James. It's Watch What Happens Live with Chrissy Teigen and Joel Kinnaman now. In the Bravo Clubhouse with the man who in his new show inhabits someone else's body and a woman who literally has someone else inhabiting hers. My first guest is one of the most loyal Bravo viewers on the planet, whose life recently took a surreal turn when she and her husband became a story arc on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. From Lip Sync Battle on Paramount Network, say hi to our friend Chrissy Teigen, everybody. My next guest is from hits like Suicide Squad and House of Cards. His new Netflix show, Altered Carbon, is a visually stunning sci-fi thriller, sure to knock your socks off. Plus, he gets real naked in it, if you're into that sort of thing. Please welcome back Joel Kinnaman. Hey, great to see you, Joel.
Great to be back.
I'm so glad you're here. Just a disclaimer, Chrissy's going to be talking about a lot of things that you don't know what they are.
Sorry.
Okay? Just so you know.
Gotcha.
Although I hear your wife is a huge Vanderpump Rules fan.
Huge.
Okay.
She and my agent, they're like always texting, like, did you know what he did today?
Okay,
yeah.
Then you might be a little more clued in.
I can't wait.
In honor of the game of catch that's going to be played before and after Sunday's Justin Timberlake concert, tonight's bartenders are from Boxers and New York City's premier gay sports bar. Say hi to Paolo, James, and Z. Hey, guys. Great to see you. That's my kind of sports bar. I want to get started. And, you know, first things first, we have to start with the headline because there was a lot of drama in Atlanta a few weeks ago. And John became part of the storyline. I need your reaction. Mr. Legend is here, too. Take a look, everybody.
Worry about your life and a daughter. You pimp out for John Legend tickets. See who's she'll suck for John Legend tickets, bitch.
Let me out the f***ing door. F***ing bitch.
about it outside. Come on.
Worry about you pimping your daughter out. There's very few things that get in this
I know.
Don't mess with my man, my money, or my kids. You're talking about Brielle. You don't know my relationship with Chrissy. I'm free to tweet whatever the I want. It's not for your eyes, dumb bitch. So I don't even know why you're talking about it.
Honey, the music ain't that great. I listen to it on the iPod.
Okay. All right. And John is here as well. Chrissy, what was your reaction?
The NeNe shade on that.
I know. Were you surprised that NeNe said the music was not great?
I agree with her. I don't think that going to my concert is enough to offer your daughter's services in that way. I think she would really enjoy the show, and I think it's worth a few hundred dollars to get it on StubHub.
Yes.
But I don't think it is worth that.
Okay.
Well, now so I agree with Nene. Offering it. And I'm going to stop offering it, too.
And what was your reaction?
I was just so happy. I was absolutely thrilled.
You were. It was very exciting.
And then, because it almost went to actual blows. Yes. Over John tickets.
Yes, and it was the tweet, so cool. And you were involved, and John was as well.
And it was like, should I share that?
We were honored.
I wanted to jump in and defend Kim. I wanted to be like, yeah, we are friends. Like, we text, and she came to the show, and we're friendly. And,
right.
But I got scared. Honestly, I'm scared to jump into any Atlanta fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were honored my scariest. As you should be.
Yeah, I mean, everybody should want to come to my show.
Yes.
And it's a great experience. Just don't offer your daughter up for it.
Yes. And you were a story beat on Atlanta Housewives.
Yes, and I was proud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was incredible.
Very good. Well, Chrissy and Joel came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what. Let's spill the tea again as we try to tackle an infinite amount of Bravo drama in a finite amount of time. A lot of Luann drama lately. What were your thoughts on the divorce and your reaction to see her getting arrested over the holidays?
Oh, my first thought was, who's room did she go into? I was so curious about it. Almost wanted to text her too, because again, I text all of the housewives.
Yes.
But yeah, I was so curious. But whatever.
Thoughts on Jax cheating on Brittany with Faith? Is Brittany crazy for taking him back?
I'm honestly curious to know if that is a real thing or just something they've created for the show.
They did not create it for the
really?
Show. I absolutely promise you.
I know you guys wouldn't know, but you think that they're not up
I've
to something?
I've spoken to them in their eyes, yes.
Okay. And I know.
It's
and
real.
When Brittany cries, too, I'm like, okay, it's real. I know.
Yes,
John, what do you think?
They're not actors.
Don't ask me.
John thinks it's a conspiracy.
What are your thoughts on Schwartz getting blackout drunk and kissing a girl while being married?
You can't get blackout drunk. You can't just do that and be like, oh, I must have blacked out. He's like, it sounds like something I'm capable of.
Thoughts on the rumors that Rob cheated on Sheena?
I'm like, well, who would do that in public, of course, but I do definitely, he definitely kissed somebody.
Thoughts on Dorit being late to lunch with Teddy?
I still don't know what time they were supposed to meet. I still don't understand what time.
How do you feel about Teddy in general?
I do love Teddy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because she's just like, what the hell have I done to myself?
Thoughts on Erica and Dorit's new friendship?
I love Erica. I mean, after the panty thing, I don't know how, that seemed like it was going to go forever.
Reaction to Kenya getting married?
No reaction.
Sheree dating someone who's in jail.
What did he do?
Unclear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could probably find out.
Yeah, it depends.
I will. Yes. He's been there for a few years.
I like it, though. It's kind of romantic.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chrissy Teigen. Second in several films in Joel's career, he's used his killer body and devilish good looks as a veritable lethal weapon. And tonight, Daddy's feeling dangerous, so here's what. It's time for Teach Me Your Talent. Joel, can you give me just one action hero acting tip from your arsenal that I can use the next time the Real Housewives start acting like a bunch of villains at a reunion? Is there one tool you could give me?
Well, I think it's like it's the look that you give someone just before you're about to like put on some serious violence
okay.
on their face.
What's the look? What do I do?
And I think it's good like if you like start low.
Okay.
You know, like you start low so your look can travel.
Okay.
And it's like it's hidden to, so you like you start here and then like, and then you come up.
Oh.
You know. Yeah, not like that
not
at
so
all.
Much.
No,
oh,
not like that at all. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that was
okay,
actually terrible.
Oh, okay.
That was really, really bad.
Do it again.
Yeah, okay, so like you start low
okay.
and like you want to be a little neutral. You
okay.
know, like
oh, okay.
neutral so your face can change
okay.
in the movement.
Okay.
You know, that's so you start here and then you go up.
Okay.
I can't smile. Okay, we'll work on it.
I think you're a little too nice. Okay, I think you're a little too nice. Yeah.
Finally, Chrissy once tweeted at me, "Sometimes I feel like you've given me a gift I can never repay you for. But I think naming your firstborn son Andy Jr. will be great. And, you know, he's due right around the time of my birthday.
I know.
Okay. So if he's born on June 2nd.
Andrew.
Do you like
Andrew
that name?
Stevens?
I like that name.
You do?
It's a very good name.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew means masculinity.
Oh.
I don't know how that worked out.
You're very...
That's cool.
Right? So it worked out perfectly.
Yes, it did. Yeah, there's no one more mask and musk than me, Chrissy. As you often say, here's what, since I plan on being a very involved godfather, let's play Mother May I? We will spin the wheel to land on a questionable parenting decision. You tell us if you would be cool with it. Okay, here we go. It's the DeWheel. That is Dwight. Marrying someone twice their age. Would you be okay if Andy Jr. married someone double his age?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you'd be fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming a reality star.
My mom did it. What show?
A Bravo show. No.
Probably.
Okay.
Sorry.
Using your name to get free stuff and favors.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be okay with that. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Quitting school to become an actor.
Oh, gosh. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yes. Joining a religious cult. Any problems?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no good. Moving in with significant other before 18.
No.
No good.
No.
And last one, becoming a Trump supporter.
No.
Okay, thank you very much, Christine. Joel, Allison B. texted, how did you go pee in your RoboCop suit?
I just went, you know.
You just went?
Yeah.
Wow.
The catheter.
Nice. Enjoy. Emily H. texted, Chrissy, Emily H. from Pittsburgh, how long have you known about Khloe's pregnancy, and have you seen Kylie Jenner's bump?
Khloe, a while. I saw her at Kim's baby shower.
Right.
And I won't say anything about Kylie.
Well, you all are just locked under secrecy. But if it's so obvious and no one's saying anything, then it's obvious.
I know.
It seems odd. Okay. let's go to Lauren from Illinois. Hey, Lauren, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Chrissy.
Okay.
When James said it's not about the pasta, do you think he's talking about drugs?
Absolutely.
Joel, Dale from Newport, Rhode Island said, I once read that Will Smith always had a massive double-decker trailer. Is this what he had during filming Suicide Squad? And if not, who had the biggest trailer?
No, I think he made it like a real point on Suicide Squad that he had like a common trailer.
Oh, nice.
So he was like equal. I mean, it was a little fancier. Yeah,
you know,
he had like some white leather couches and stuff inside. But it was pretty normal.
Chrissy, Lindsay E. wants to know what your unborn baby's housewife tagline would be.
Oh, my gosh. I think he's going to be so mellow. I think he's going to be just like John. I don't know. Tweet me them.
Marissa F. emailed, Joel, do you and your wife ever tattoo one another just for fun? Your wife, of course, is a famous tattoo artist.
Yeah. She quit tattooing, though.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah, she's making, like, big pieces now. Big paintings.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
amazing. They're amazing.
Wow. But she did do a tattoo on me.
Nice. What is it a tattoo of?
It's like a mandala, like a Indian pattern.
Ooh.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Let's go to Carla from Cincinnati. Hey, Carla, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Chrissy. My question is for Joel.
Okay.
Joel, seeing as you went to high school with Alexander Skarsgård, I'm dying to know who was the bigger ladies' man.
Well, actually, we didn't go to the same high school. I went to the same high school with his brother.
Oh.
A clown.
Yeah, but he actually, but Alex.
Why, is his brother a clown?
No, from It.
Oh.
No, that's his younger brother.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
No, so Gustav was like my homie. He went to the same high school as me.
Gustav Skarsgård?
Gustav, yeah. He's on the Vikings show.
Of course he's on the Vikings show. Let's go to Shelley from Kansas City. Gustav Skarsgård, what's your question?
My question is for Chrissy.
Okay.
Chrissy, I was wondering, what can you tell us about Ramona and Melissa Borges' upcoming lip sync battle episode?
Oh my gosh.
Did you die?
Melissa kills it. Like, she's so good. She's such a natural. And yeah. Ramona is hilarious.
Oh, I can't wait.
Like, I think she might have taken the costume.
She did. She wears it in the premiere of New York Housewives.
No,
it's a costume party.
Britney Spears,
she comes
full
as Britney.
Leather.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Molly from Michigan. Hey, Molly, what's your question for Joel?
Hi, Joel. Are you going to make an appearance in the final season of House of Cards? And can you tell us anything about it?
No, I'm not. My run ended in the middle of the fifth season. I don't know what they're doing, but I know that, you know, the writers are fantastic. And I think it was, the fifth season ended with Robin turning to the camera saying, it's my turn. So, you know.
There you go.
It's her turn.
Yeah, it sure is, in more ways than one. Martha D. emailed, Chrissy, what was the best example of diva behavior you witnessed from Tyra on the set of Fab Life?
Oh, God. I'm too sober.
Damn it. Just my luck.
Good answer.
That is hilarious. Oh, my gosh. By the way, you had a mini Suicide Squad reunion at the I, Tonya premiere.
Yeah.
Do you think Margot's going to win the Oscar?
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah. She was so good in that movie.
Margot is amazing, but she's also like an amazing person. She is like a really generous spirit.
Don't tell me
that.
She's so pretty, is. So
I mean, no, it really is.
Amazing. Yeah, it's irritating.
Yeah, it is.
No, I love that movie. It's game time, everybody. With both Swedish and American citizenship, Joel may be bilingual, but I wonder if, like Chrissy here, he is also Bravo-lingual. This is going to be a fun game. It's called Lost in Bravo-lation. Joel, you're going to turn to face that monitor as we roll iconic Housewives clips without sound. It is your job to describe what is happening to Chrissy so that she can then ID the famous scene. If you get 5 in 60 seconds, you both win. You just have to describe what's going on there.
What do we win?
I will tell you after. I have to figure out a prize.
He's just going
to
grab some.
Okay, let's play. Go.
Okay, there's a corridor, there's a hospital, and there's a woman that has a sheet
over. Oh, is it Ireland? OC?
It's like a.
Is it OC
like
when they went to the. Yeah, there, or, like and a, when they went
like
to Iceland.
Cabin.
Yes, very yes. good. Go ahead.
And there's a woman in a red dress that's like throwing down. There's a fight around a table.
She's is it a cake?
Like
a, is there a cake?
She's got a fake leg that she throws over the table.
Oh, like the New like York.
Yes, Aviva. Yes.
Aviva.
Go ahead.
Okay, there's two people, three women like arguing on the streets.
Always.
Blonde girl's getting her hair pulled. And
Atlanta?
Yes, very
good.
It was Wayne. Okay, good job.
Okay, so she just pulled out her tooth. There's a woman in a white dress that just pulled out her tooth.
Oh, gosh. I know
and
this one.
I'm trying to put her tooth back in.
New York?
Very good.
Okay, there's a crazy Jersey woman like going crazy over
Jersey.
The table. She's
yes.
like
Jersey Teresa.
Yes, Teresa, flip the table. Let's see if you can do one more. Give him the last one, and let's just.
We got it.
Good job, dude. You're gonna get a signed copy of my latest book. Joel, give me the log line for the show.
There's no log line.
Really?
It's a hardcore sci-fi show set 350 years in the future.
Wow. All right. That's a log line.
Okay, go with that.
Let's go to Mary from Virginia. A log
Hi,
line
Andy.
Is like the it, summit.
My question is for Chrissy.
Okay.
Chrissy, which housewife would you let babysit, and which one would you never let near your kids?
There's no one I wouldn't let. Like, I'm pretty lax myself. I would, gosh, who would be great? John, come help me out here. Lisa, she loves dogs. Does she like people?
Yeah.
She likes dogs more than people.
Yeah, she definitely prefers dogs. But we have dogs too, so she can take care of them. What about no-nos? Maybe Kelly? Maybe Kelly.
Kelly Dodd?
Yeah. I love Kelly, though. John's going to say Kelly too.
She's not allowed to babysit.
But she has a kid, and she's beautiful. She's fine.
Yes.
They all survive. They're survivors, those babies.
To me, this is like, you know, doing a talk show in another country.
I know. That's what I said to you. That's really funny. And is it fun to do a talk show?
No, in another country? Okay, I like this country, but okay, it's just that I've just never been here before.
Okay, good. I love it. Okay. At least, he has whiskey, which is good. Time for my muscle of the day. It goes to my guest, Joel Kinnaman's abs. Congratulations, Joel. Thank you. We love your abs.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Do you do ab work every day?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Tonight's Jackal.
John does too, huh, baby?
John.
Well, that montage.
Yes, the montage. Tonight's Jackal goes to the news that I've already seen most of the big Super Bowl commercials because they've leaked online. Okay, if Janet Jackson and NSYNC are not going to cameo during the halftime show, my need to watch the big game is really dropping, okay? I want to thank Chrissy, Joel, and our boxers. I'm ready because I just watched Black Mirror, so I'm ready for you. Hey, everybody, it's Andy with one of the hosts of Lip Sync Battle Thursdays at 10 on Paramount Network, our friend Chrissy Teigen. Joel Kinnaman's show is called Altered Carbon. All of season one is available on Netflix tomorrow. And behind the bar from Boxers, New York, it's Paolo, James, and Svetozar?
Svetozar. Yeah.
Where are you from, Svetozar?
Serbia.
Really?
Yeah.
I love a Serb. I do. I really do. Now you took my shorts because you want.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, I like that. I like these. If I was a bartender at Boxers, would this be my costume?
That's the uniform. Yes.
Oh, I love
it. Uniform.
Yeah, it's my uniform. Right. Okay. Chrissy.
By the way, big upgrade on the Sir uniforms.
Oh, yes.
Really, I love them now.
You like those?
Yeah, it was a topic of conversation in our house for a while.
Of course it was.
The uniforms.
If you want some really, like, bad, like, Serbian cuss words, I can help you out.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you know bad Serbian cuss words?
There's a lot of Serbs in Sweden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's confusing.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Oh. Chrissy, Eric G. texted, I saw online that you and Meghan Markle were deal or no deal models around the same time. Did you ever work with her? And did you ever guess that she would be marrying into royalty?
I think she came in the second season or so. I did it from, like, pilot season to first, and then I got demoted because I couldn't walk down the stairs. Like, I literally was fired. I couldn't be a briefcase girl, so they made me a banker girl, and I don't even know. Like, it was a very blurry time in my life.
Wow. How did I not know
But I keep
that?
Telling John, that could have been me.
Yeah. How did I not know
you
that?
You won.
Yeah, you did,
I,
win. Yes, you did.
Instead of a prince.
Yeah, you think Meghan Markle could have the Twitter account? You think Meghan Markle could have the Twitter account?
She had to shut down all social media.
Yeah, of course she did.
Do you know
she
what, though,
is
everyone,
locked down for
everyone
life.
Everyone wants a good story, and I'm like, I remember, like, just very quiet and sweet. I got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you do remember her?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Really, like, kind. And I don't say that about anybody.
I do
remember, like, being very jealous of some of, like, the top girls that got all the fan mail. Like, crying jealous. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, Shelly, look at her look at her letters. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, hi, beautiful people. This is Susan in Florida.
Hey, Susan, what's your question?
My question is for Joel.
Okay.
Since you're naked in Altered Carbon, what do you to get in shape?
Yeah, good question.
Describe it slowly.
Yeah, so did you work out? Have you worked out today? Did you work out today yet?
I did, yeah, this morning. Because I woke up at 4 because I'm so jet lag.
Right. And do you work out every day?
No. I mean, it depends on what kind of role I'm working on.
Okay.
If I'm working on something where I'm trying to, like, get big or, you know, then right. I'm training every day or otherwise I'll find...
What if you're just being Joel?
Well, then I'm like, if I'm just being Joel, then I'm like training Brazilian jiu-jitsu and I'm surfing. That's what I'm doing.
What's being John?
That's so Joel. Yeah, John, you look snatched right now. You're very lean.
Yeah.
I just do some cardio and lift some weights.
Nice.
Very simple life.
Wow, because I know the two of you eat like pigs. I don't know how you eat. I mean, you really do.
Like
by the way, I went to dinner with these guys in St. Bart's one night. Chrissy ordered everything on the menu. I have never seen...
We love food.
Yes, you really do.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Mary Sue from Olympia, Washington. Andy, I'm such a fan of yours.
Thank you.
I just love you, adore you.
Thank you.
Hey, my question's for Chrissy.
Okay.
Since you're such a foodie, what is the worst meal you've ever eaten from one of your celebrity friends? But you don't have to say who.
Oh, say who.
Oh. I made a bad meal for a celebrity friend before.
Who?
I made a cheesecake for Kanye.
And it was bad?
It was very bad, and he, John, if you will... What did he say?
The thing is, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't what good. It was supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
And so, but it actually tasted
what does that
good.
Mean?
But Kanye was like, this is kind of flanish. So the consistency came out in an unintended way, but it was actually still good, but it was kind of flanish.
Yeah, I'll never forget that one.
What is,
I haven't made it since.
What is flanish?
It was kind of custardy. It didn't settle.
A little more gel-ish and less.
Flanish is like a pudding kind of.
Yeah, I didn't let it set enough. And
right.
Yeah.
So he said it was kind of flanish.
Yeah.
And she felt kind of embarrassed, but it was actually very good still.
When is your next cookbook coming out?
Fall.
Wow, it's
yeah,
great.
I'm so
your
excited.
First
Thank
one
you.
Is great. It's really good. And
Thank
that was
so
a
much.
Massive bestseller.
Yeah.
Jill S. wants to know, whose side are you on in the inevitable showdown in the Big Brother house, Omarosa or Big Brother, Chrissy?
Oh, me?
Yeah,
I was
don't
like,
look at me.
Why
are you looking at me?
Omarosa.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Omarosa
and Brandi Glanville are on Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, Brandi. I wouldn't mess with Brandi.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I think she's going to eat her alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Omarosa is a stunt queen.
I know.
I
think we've forgotten.
So yes.
It's been some time.
Well, it's what she was doing in the White House, too.
I know. She knows how to do it. Ooh, it's going to be good.
Oh,
I
that's
know.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
It's true.
Trump woman.
Yeah. Joel, where did you shoot the series?
Vancouver.
And do you like shooting in Vancouver?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you kind of just do your job.
Right.
Because it's raining all the time.
Yes.
Outside,
and I was just there for 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's a very, like, civilized place. You got good restaurants, beautiful nature.
Yes.
But, I don't know. I like Canadians.
Yeah. Well, what's not like? What's
yeah.
not to
I
like?
I mean,
they're so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great people.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Mindy from Bowie, Maryland.
Ooh, I love a Mindy. What's your question?
Question is for Joel. I was wondering, do you regret letting Will Smith give you a tattoo, and what does your wife think of it?
The answer is yes. Absolutely. Like, that was a horrible idea. Don't let a 47-year-old man without his reading glasses tattoo you. That's like, that is the life lesson.
Lesson.
And especially when you have a very talented wife. It's just, it's fun. It's supposed to be a shitty tattoo, so that's what it is.
Emily P. texted Chrissy, since Kris Jenner gave Luna 2 Cadillacs for her birthday, what did you give Kris for her birthday in return?
Oh, I gave her, I got this pair, this incredible pair of Chanel earrings that just screamed her name from this store called Material Good, which I tell you to go
to.
Yes,
you did.
It's amazing, but yeah, she's a hard one because she gives the best gifts.
Really?
Truly. And she gives them for, like, very small milestones.
Wow.
So it's, like, I already have... We got another car for the boy, I think, already.
Wow.
And he's still in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Chris.
She's amazing.
She doesn't know what to spend her money on.
She
so much. Yeah.
She's so good with it.
I want to thank Chrissy Teigen, Joel Kinnaman, and the kids from Boxers. Thanks for my shorts, guys. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.